deep night.
For 3 days, I've been sitting in this bar. In this back corner. Most of the people in the bar have been there the first night I come in. After it happened. And here I am, 3 days later. I don't care. I just order another drink. It has been 3 days since what happened, but the thought of that still scares the hell out of me. God knows how many bottles of rye later.
Don't you? On a moonless night, everything is so calm, so still, so deceptively dead. But all it takes is a slight breeze to stir fresh snow into dancing, spinning sprites, for the trees to groan and crack. And on a lake in northern Ontario, all it takes is one particular set of footfalls on the icy surface to reveal a mystery thought forever immersed in the stone-cold depths below. It's no wonder 9-year-old Ryan is terrified of the water, refuses to go near it. Of course, in Ryan's case, there are a few more considerations than for the rest of us. But fortunately, we all grow out of our childhood fears of the mysteries contained in darkness. Don't we? Tonight, Drew Hayden Taylor spins us a winter's tale called Ice Screams. Beware of thin ice.
Deep in the arms of love.
I guess you could say that everything that happened 3 days ago started on that February morning, 16 years ago. I was 12 at the time, so was Erica, Ryan's sister. She was cute, in a 12-year-old kind of way, as perceived by a 12-year-old.
You notice the bus always takes longer the colder it is?
They probably had to boost it again. Why? In a hurry to get to school?
No, just cold. Where's Ryan?
Right there.
Where's he going?
Where do you think? Toronto with my parents. All the winter sales are happening, and he gets to go with them. He gets to go shopping for 2 days! Oh, I hate
it. Now, Erica, I told Julia you'd be staying with her for the next 2 nights. You behave while we're away.
I still say it's not fair.
Enough of that. I don't want to have this argument again. We'll see you in 2 days.
Bye, Erica. I'm going to school.
He thinks he's so good. They like him better.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do. My aunt says it's the way he was born. He was kind of difficult, I guess. He almost died. My mom spent weeks nursing him back to health, and ever since, she's been kind of protective.
Hey, Andrew. Got anything to eat? Oh, hi, Erica.
Hi, William. He always gets what he wants. He's the baby, she says. Well, if you baby someone all the time, then they'll be a baby all the time. The little scum.
Yeah, I hate kids like that. Who are we talking about?
Ryan.
Ryan and his parents disappeared into the falling snow. We never saw them get on the ice road. After that, things got a little strange. Early the next morning, local gossip and Tobacco Queen Mag's Magnine was walking by Ryan's house. She saw a light on when there should be no light. And you can't be a gossip queen without having a healthy sense of curiosity.
Hello. Hello.
Where's your car? Hello? Murray? Philip? Hey, anybody home? Maureen! Philip! Hello!
My heart. Ryan, what are you doing here? You just about scared me to death. Why is it so cold in here? Huh? Where's your parents? Ryan, what's wrong with you? Look at me. Is that ice in your hair?
Cold.
Ryan, listen to me. Where are your parents? My God! Your arms! They're freezing! What happened, Ryan? Tell me.
Cold.
Okay. You stay here, okay? I'm gonna go use the phone. I'll be right back.
Well, the back door is wide open. There's a trail of footprints matching the boys' boots coming in from the general direction of the lake.
Why is it so cold in here?
The furnace is off.
How long has that boy been here alone? That looks like ice in his hair.
It is, sir. We believe he's been here at least 24 hours.
Has he said anything?
No, sir. Just cold. I think that's his sister arriving now.
Well, let her in. Maybe she can talk to him. And let's go see where those footprints lead.
Ryan, what happened to you? Where's Mom and Dad? Where are they? Tell me, Ryan, please. Tell me what happened.
Cold.
What do you mean, cold? Where's Mom? Where's Dad? Tell me where they are.
My God, it's colder than a Christian's heart out here.
Right there, sir. The car must have gotten lost in the falling snow. Went off the ice road and drove in this direction. Too close to the channel where the ice is thinner because of the current.
Thinner? But just how thin is this ice?
Oh, it's thick enough for us, but not for a 2,000-pound car. I think that's where we went through the ice. The boys' tracks start just over there, and overnight, the ice froze over again.
Let's get back.
Yeah.
He's one lucky little boy to have got through this.
Yeah, especially with Maureen for a mother.
How so?
Kind of figured there was no way she'd ever let him go.
Ryan, he was in bad shape. He wouldn't eat, wouldn't do nothing. They even brought in one of them, psychiatrists. But it was like talking to a disconnected telephone. Now my mother, who had a theory about practically everything, thought she knew how to reconnect that broken telephone.
Only dogs can talk to dogs, and only kids can talk to kids.
The heck does that mean?
It means you and William are going to visit Ryan at the hospital today.
We're going to the movies this afternoon.
After you go to the hospital.
I don't want to go to the hospital. I'm pretty sure William doesn't.
The hospital is between here and the movies. No hospital, no movie.
I hate your mother. I don't want to come here. I want to go to the movies, and I would never have come.
Mom says we got her, and she's driving.
I don't even like him. At least you like him.
Shut up. 413. There's his room. I guess we just go in, huh?
There he is. He looks weird. How's he supposed to look? Wow. He looks so skinny. And cold. Hey, Ryan, how you doing? Ryan, it's Andrew and William.
Yeah, hi. Well, we tried. Let's go. Movie starts in half an hour. Come on.
Look at his face. I know what he's thinking about. What do you think, William?
I don't know. The Flintstones? Come on, let's go.
He looks cold.
Not anymore.
It was Ryan. If it were possible for two 12-year-olds to have heart attacks, that was the time.
In a hospital?
Yeah.
My parents are dead, aren't they? I'm hungry.
I got some gum. That's all I got.
Thanks. So, what's new?
Ryan, are you okay? How come you haven't talked in a week?
I don't know. I just kept on seeing Mom and Dad in the car, going through the ice. And pretty soon, I don't want to see that anymore, so I went to sleep.
But you were awake.
Didn't feel like it. Then I heard your voices, like in school. And I remember I have a test in math. Mom always liked me doing good in math.
That was 3 days ago.
I guess I failed, huh?
That's when his whole body started to shake. The sobs rolled out of him, gradually getting louder and louder till they filled the room. It looked almost painful. We'd seen crying before, but this wasn't ordinary. We bolted for the door, grabbed the first nurse we saw, and pointed her in Ryan's direction, then got the hell out of there. Needless to say, we didn't enjoy the movie much. We'd seen enough scary things for the day. The next day at school, Erica made a beeline for me on my way in.
Andrew, I heard you visited my brother yesterday.
Yeah, William may drop by.
Thanks. He's talking now.
And crying.
Yeah, but the doctors say that's good. What did you say to him?
Nothing, really. Just said hello and talked about how cold he looked. That's all.
Well, whatever you did, thank you. Now, don't go telling everybody I kissed you on the cheek. That's just for you.
Yeah.
Could you do me another favor?
Yeah, what?
Come with me out on the lake. I want to put some flowers on the spot where they were. I was so mad at them when they left. I'll feel better if I say goodbye. Please come with me.
There was no way I was going out on that ice ever in my lifetime, let alone within 6 days of what happened. Not for any reason or any girl.
Sure, when?
Tomorrow, after school.
She kissed me again and was off.
Ryan's doing good. Doctors say he can come home in a few days. I saw him last night. He misses me and the family. But he won't talk about Mom and Pop. The doctors say not to force him.
Yeah. How much further?
The glare from the packed snow made me squint. The constant wind had packed the snow quite well. It was almost like walking on solid sand. Erica led the way, a good 2 feet in front of me. I couldn't help but think that if my family knew I was out here, I might as well go through the ice. Suddenly, Erica stopped. We had been walking about 20 minutes and came to a place where it was obvious a lot of people had been standing around. Cigarette butts littered the area, as well as the odd pee stain. The police had been here. And there, in the center of everything, was a refrozen, jagged blot in the lake. Somewhere beneath us, 100 feet or more, was a Ford with two overweight Indians in it. And they would probably be there forever.
I guess this is it. Do you think the ice is safe?
Her foot gingerly tested the new ice. But by then it had frozen solid enough to support the weight of a 12-year-old girl. She walked to the center of the ice scar and kneeled. She put the roses down gently.
Goodbye, Mom. Pop. I'll remember you.
I think she was crying, but I couldn't see because of her coat hood. In the coldness of the lake, I was.
Thanks, Andrew. This meant a lot to me.
Even out on that frigid lake, I felt a little warmer.
I know you didn't want to come, but you did. I knew nobody else would come with me, or they'd try and talk me out of it. Thank you so much.
Wow, another kiss. Are you crying?
I know. I don't know why, but...
That's when I hugged her. I don't know why, but it just felt like she wanted to hold on to something. Out on that barren lake, I guess I was the only thing. After that, we quietly went home. Ryan came home a few days later, looking more somber than ever. They had managed to put some weight on him, but he still looked small. That was 16 years ago. The mundane existence of everyday reserve life began to reassert itself. There was even a big party for him on his 11th birthday. Their Aunt Julia has a cabin over on one of the islands, and they were going to spend the weekend out there. But once Ryan got in the boat, it became quite obvious that he had changed his mind. 6 feet from shore, he spoke up.
I changed my mind. I don't want to go.
We'll be across
the
lake in 20 minutes.
No, I don't want to stay here.
Ryan, it's all right now. Just sit down.
I don't want to go.
Ryan, no, don't, Ryan!
Luckily, the water was only about 4 feet deep. I'd never seen Ryan swim, canoe, fish, or do anything water-related. Until 3 days ago.
He'll get over it. Don't worry, it'll just take some time.
We hung out together until we were about 17. And then the time came for me to go off to college. I finally came home for good 4 years ago. I now work for the band office. Winter came around again, and I was back staying at my mother's when Erica called. Hey.
Oh, Andrew?
Erica? Anine?
Hi, Andrew. I hate calling you like this out of the blue, but I need your help.
You sound serious. What's up?
Well, it's anniversary time.
Yeah, I thought it was around this time of year. I hear you still go out on the ice with them flowers of yours.
Not this year. I'm pregnant, Andrew, and, well, the doctor says I could deliver any time, so he and Richard won't allow me to go out on the ice this year.
I felt a chill I hadn't felt in a very long time. It was a cold feeling.
Why me? You've got more cousins and relatives than you know what to do with. I mean, I don't want to sound rude or anything, but why me?
Oh, because he trusts you. You're the one who brought Ryan out of whatever it was he was in, remember? Back in the hospital, and you went out with me that first time. Oh, please, Andrew, it has to be you. Promise me you'll do this.
I was silent for a moment. Those feelings from so long ago came rushing back to the pit of my stomach. Yeah. Okay. I'll go.
Oh, yes. Thank you so much, Andrew. You are one super guy. I so appreciate this.
I was committed, with little chance of any kisses this time. I had promised I would go, but I wouldn't go with Ryan alone. I immediately phoned up my buddy, my pal, William.
Are you insane? I don't even like the guy. It's your promise. You deal with it.
You know, William, 3 months ago, that hockey tournament in North Bay, me, you, and those
two women from Perry Island?
What about them?
Do you think maybe Angela would be interested in hearing about that?
You bastard, you wouldn't. I'll tell Marie.
Yeah, well, I wasn't going out with Marie at the time. Well, better put on your wool socks. It gets cold out there. I'll pick you up tomorrow.
We arrived at Ryan's house, and it had changed little since what happened. Ryan was already sitting on the porch, a bouquet of half-frozen flowers on his lap. He looked like he didn't want to do this any more than we did. But in his heart, he knew he had to. It was necessary. Like going to the dentist.
Hey, Ryan. Ready to go? Up in.
I got a better idea. Let's cut to the woods behind the house. Leave it quicker than driving around to the lake. Come on.
Jesus. Isn't that the same path he took way back when he crawled out of that car? This is getting eerie. You owe me big, Andrew.
Look, I'm trying to relax.
It's over here. Follow me.
You owe me big.
After grabbing the flowers, Ryan started walking towards the woods beside the house.
Quit pushing!
You're falling behind. Speed up.
Do you want to walk in front, huh? Behind your buddy? He's going to part the ice like an Inuit Moses.
Just walk faster.
This was the first time he'd come this close to the lake, winter or summer, in all these years. He stopped walking just short of the ice. He looked out across the frozen expanse.
It's been so long. I wasn't sure if I'd remember where it was. Erica sort of gave me directions. A little off to the right of the willow, she said. It's that way, I guess.
Oh, Angela, where are you? Arms are so warm and it's cold out here.
February on our reserve can make you very romantic.
For God's sakes, Ryan, slow down. My sweat is freezing. It's the hurry.
Sorry. Just lost in thought. It's all coming back to me. It's all so familiar. Except it's not snowing this time.
Give it time.
The shoreline was slowly drifting off behind us. And we were squinting now from the glare of the snow.
Do you have any idea where we're going?
You two didn't have to come with me, you know. I could have handled this myself.
Your sister asked me to come as a favor. You know I can never say no to Erica.
I almost wish you hadn't come, Andrew. You make it more real. I remember the two of you at the hospital. And the crying. It's like I'm 10 years old again. You know, I always told people I couldn't really remember what happened that day when they died. Actually, I could remember. But I never wanted to talk about it. At the time, I thought it was nobody's business. Not even Erica. She wasn't there. She didn't see anything. Now I think maybe I should have.
We were approaching the channel. A couple of hundred feet to the left was the other shore. The ice would still be quite safe, but it was like looking over the edge of a tall building. You knew you were safe, but...
Sitting in the back of the car. The window was open. There was snow everywhere.
Honey, close that window. You'll catch yourself a death of a cold.
Mom, can I keep it down, please? I'm afraid
started getting car sick.
If you start feeling sick, then you can open it. Until then, you should...
The car just lunched, and I was thrown at the floor. I felt wet. Very cold. I climbed in the back seat, and I saw the water pouring in my open window. I don't know if it was instinct or what, but I jumped through that window so fast. I was small then, so the broken ice could hold me up. I crawled across the broken ice to the solid stuff. It was so cold. So damn cold. But it soon went away. I actually felt numb. And a weird sort of warmth after a while. All the time, I could hear Mom and Dad behind me. They were trying to open their doors, but because of the water pressure, doors wouldn't open.
You don't have to tell us this. Really, you don't.
I remember sitting on the ice, crying. The water was up to the windows. There were bubbles everywhere. It looked like it was boiling. Mom rolled down her window and tried to crawl through. She was kind of big. She couldn't fit through. I've never seen her try so hard at anything. Then she reached for me, like she wanted me to pull her out. And let me pull me in with her. I don't know. It was then that the car went under the water. There were some bubbles. Then her purse floated to the surface. Right about here, I think. I just sat there for the longest time. I was 9 years old. I didn't really know what was going on. I was scared. It was cold. After that, it gets kind of blurry.
I guess that's why you've never been out on the lake since.
I guess. We're still out here, you know. Somewhere below us. I never found the bodies.
Can we get on with this, please? I think I'm coming down with the cold.
Yeah, sorry. Let's get this over with.
Ryan walked ahead a bit, then kneeled down and placed the flowers quietly on the ice. I remember him stroking the flowers, like he was afraid to leave them.
You know, since the accident, I've always been afraid of being out here. But Jesus, I'm 26 years old. You've got to stop being afraid at some point, right?
Yep.
Uh-huh.
In all this time, I've never been able to say goodbye to them properly. Goodbye, Dad. Goodbye, Mom. You know, I feel better.
It was at that moment that he went through the ice.
Jeez,
it all happened so quickly.
Ryan.
There was a sharp cracking noise. Ryan looked down and then, like bread in a toaster, he slid straight down into the
Ryan.
Water. The ice buckling around the edge of the hole.
Get it, man. He's gone.
Ryan.
He's under the ice somewhere.
I instinctively raced for the hole where he'd been standing. But William tackled me, wrestling me to the ground. I tried to crawl to the hole, but he wouldn't let me.
Give me your belt.
Come on.
Give me your belt.
Out of here.
Just give it to me.
Call the police, man. I don't trust it here.
Just give me your belt.
Let's go.
Ryan, come on.
Hold on. Give it to me.
Let's just go get the...
Do you let go of me?
Let's go.
Let go of me.
Come on.
Jesus.
Let's go.
We just can't leave.
We gotta go get help.
William grabbed my arm and turned me towards home.
Oh, my God.
We slowly headed back to the shore. William took one last look over his shoulder at where we'd just been. On the way back to shore, it started to snow. That was 3 long days ago. The police went out with divers but never found anything. I never thought they would. The community went into mourning, and the funeral was today. Even drunk, I found it mildly amusing, them burying a body they never found. From what I've heard, William hasn't come out of his house in the last few days. Won't take any calls either. And so here I sit, waiting for the waitress so I can order another drink. I keep seeing Ryan disappearing into the ice over and over again. I don't think this phase will last long because I'm really a terrible alcoholic. But it will hopefully last till I have new thoughts to think and new memories. Anyways, this last call. I manage to flag down the waitress as she passes. She nods at me, knowing exactly what I want.
Yeah, I know. Double Ryan Coke. No ice.
Ice Screams was written by Drew Hayden Taylor. Peter Kelly Gaudreau was Andrew. Emil Starlight was William. And James Dallas Smith was Ryan. Clifford Cardinal was young Andrew. Michael DiCenzo, young William. Dennis Fuller was young Ryan. And Anik Abonsuan was young Erica. Lawrence Bain and Herbie Barnes were officers Kim and Tom. Gail Maurice was Mags. Jenny Lozon was Ryan's mom. And Michelle St. John was older Erica. The recording engineer was Greg DeClute, with sound effects by Wayne Richards and Matt Wilcott. Casting was by Linda Grierson. The associate producer was Colleen Woods. Original music was by Michael White. Ice Screams was produced and directed by Gregory J. Sinclair.
A new mix for summer
on CBC Radio 1.